last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Very warm welcome to yet another episode of The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab, and I have had the pleasure to be with Dr. Karimi in the studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
My pleasure.
Well, we have been talking about the ethics, the morals that Imam Zamana, Jallaha Ta'ala Faraj, is teaching us, because the more we have ethics, the more we are going to have sustenance and provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that's what's promised by Imam Ali alayhi salam. If you have better akhlaq, if you have better moral values, then you're actually expanding your provision yourself. And in case you don't have those values, your provision is getting diminished. So we want to be in a circle where provision, our assistance gets increased, and also we closer to our Imam. So Dr. Karimi is here again to help us. In the previous episode, you told us that Imam focuses on unity, Imam puts emphasis on generosity and also sincerity. We would love to know more.
Sure. You talked about the concept of rizq, sustenance and provision, and alhamdulillah, we have also received some narrations from Imam Mahdi alayhi salam about this concept, the concept of rizq. First of all, we know that rizq is not limited to just physical sustenance and provision.
Sometimes,
exactly. Some people complain that we always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we are not given properties and wealth. And they ignore the fact that the very fact that, for example, they are Muslims, this is the best rizq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them as a spiritual sustenance and rizq. The fact that they know Imam Ali alayhi salam, millions and millions of the people in this world, they do not know Imam Ali alayhi salam. They do not know Imam Mahdi. They do not know the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam.
And
how deprived they are. So we shouldn't forget all these spiritual blessings and sustenance that, alhamdulillah, we are blessed with. Now, in one narration, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, in a supplication, says, this is in Al-Mazar al-Kabir, page 165. There are a couple of points that we can take from this dua by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. First of all, Imam Mahdi asked for a constant and abundant rizq and provision.
Okay.
Some people mistakenly think that Islam is supporting poverty and having a very, tough and difficult life, especially if, you are the father and you want to provide your family members. This is not the case. Islam is pro activity, work, having enough income.
Imams in their practical lives have shown us how much they use.
And of course, being free from extravagance and luxurious life, and also to think about other people.
Right.
But Islam is not supporting poverty at all. Qad al-faqra yakuna kufra. This narration is telling us that sometimes poverty causes and leads the people toward disbelief.
Yes, even in we also have in Surah Nur, which talks about a lot of issues, just to treat those evils that are going on in the society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides Muslims to look for the poverty, look for the poorer section of the society. Mm-hmm. If you treat this, then, many of these social evils will be eradicated automatically.
Exactly. This is one point. So it would be, significant for us even to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for abundant rizq. Some narrations tell us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told Prophet Musa alayhi salam that tell the people that ask me whatever you need, even the salt for your food, for example.
Yeah.
Then the other point is that we need to ask a kind of rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with which salahu ahwali ayyanana. First of all, to provide a kind of welfare for the family members, for your wife, for your children, is great, is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So right. To work hard so that you are able to please your family members, again, away from extravagance and luxurious life, but to have a normal welfare, a good house, I mean, clothing and food, this
normally
is a blessing.
Normally what is considered as a risk is this having a lot of numerous material possessions.
Yeah.
But you are saying that Imam is telling us risk is beyond that. We would love to know that from you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We are with Dr. Karimi and we're here exploring the risk. Imam is telling us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the abundance of risk, abundance of sustenance, provision. Dr. Karimi is helping us to know what is this risk? Is it just the material possessions or it goes beyond that?
So, as I explained, we have both material and spiritual risk, but even when it comes to material risk and sustenance, Imam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a special material sustenance, for which our family members are going to be righteous, and this risk is for their expediency. In another narration and supplication, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam says, وَنَحْنُ نَسْأَلُكَ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ مَا يَكُونُ صَلَاحًا لِلدُّنْجَا وَبَلَاغًا لِلْآخَرَةِ. We are asking for a kind of rizq that would be of benefit for us in this world. Because sometimes we are asking for some properties and wealth which would harm us. Meaning that...
Because our vision is very small. We only look in a very limited vision. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not giving us a particular thing, He's wise.
Yeah.
And he's Hakim. We say
and
he's
I
wise.
Think
he knows.
Every one of us has experience in our life. We have seen some people that as long as they had a normal life, they were more pious. But as soon as they become so rich, they forget about their even obligation,
right.
Prayer,
it's
paying
true.
Charity, homes, zakat, and so on and so forth. This is what is mentioned in this dua by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, as mentioned in Al-Mazar al-Kabir, page 165. The other point, the other title in the narrations of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam about ethics is to act upon your covenant and promises. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam describes Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and this is very interesting. This is quoted by Allama Majlisi in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 101, page 328. Imam says, Ashhadu annaka kunta, I bear witness that you were, and then Imam refers to the features of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. One of them is that, wafiyya dhima, you were acting upon your promises and your covenant. We know that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, for about 10 years, he acted upon the peace treaty of his brother Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam.
Right.
Based on the peace treaty, Muawiyah should be in power, and after him, Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam would be the next caliph, and if he is not alive, then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam would be the next caliph. Although Muawiyah did not act upon it, and he appointed Yazid against the peace treaty. But we see that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, for 10 years, although with his divine knowledge, he knows that Muawiyah will break the treaty later, but still he's acting upon this covenant, this peace treaty.
Right.
Sometimes some people compare these two imams and they think that Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam was pro-peace, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was pro-war. This is not the case.
Right.
During the time of Muawiyah, both Imam al-Hassan and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, they had a kind of peace and they did not fight, except for Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, for some month.
Dr. Karim, we will take a short break here and we will again explore on this topic. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We're talking about ethics that Imam Zamana Jalla Ta'ala Faraja has taught us. Well, we were talking about acting on promise. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, even if you want to make a friend, you want to see the qualities. One of the qualities that you should be for sure looking into a friend is that look if he works on his promises. Look, if a person keeps his promises, because if he keeps his promises, then it's okay to be friends with him. But the one who does not keep promises is not liked in Islam at all. So we also have many qualities of believers when explained in Quran, in narrations. One of the qualities that is constantly repeated is keeping promises.
Yeah, keeping promises is one of the Islamic instructions which, for acting upon them, there is no difference between Shia, Sunni, Muslim, Christian,
nobody,
Jewish.
Not even like,
it doesn't make any difference.
Even if you're giving a promise to a kid, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, just in case you promised a kid something, do act upon that. This point is so much emphasized to keep your promises that we are being told even to keep promises that you give to the kids. So elders have their own places.
Yeah, you see, Imam, as I mentioned, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is keeping his promises and he's acting upon the peace treaty. Imam is continuing to be loyal to that treaty. So I think in our time and era, we do not need to preach the school of the Ahlul Bayt with words, really. If we act upon the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam practically, this is the best way of preaching the school of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, as they tell us that kunu lana zayna, be a kind of adornment
for us,
the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So that when people see you, just see your actions, they say, see, this is the Shia of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
Right, exactly.
He is, for example, loyal to his covenant because of the fact that he is a Shia.
Right.
And the other instructions of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Indeed.
If I have time, just I may refer to one more narration in this regard. I mean, regarding another title mentioned by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Again, talking about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, another description and feature mentioned by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is that Ashhadu annaka kunta rabi' al-aytam. Again, talking about one of the social problems in each time and era, the fact that some children are orphans. They are deprived of one of their parents or both of them. So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam calls Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam as Rabi, as a kind of a spring for the orphan, a very metaphor regarding Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Again, a very great lesson to us. And I believe that even in this case, it doesn't matter if you're talking about Muslims, Shia, Sunni, it doesn't make any difference.
It does not.
Yeah, imagine in your neighborhood, there are some orphans. They're deprived of parents. If you are a true Shia, you would be like Imam Hussein alayhi salam, like Imam Ali alayhi salam, how they took care of the orphans. Again, you do not need to tell them that this is the Shia school of thought. No, by your action, by taking care of the orphans of any religion, you show how great the school of the Ahlul Bayt is.
Right. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Karimi.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.